Unit 13. Anchor what?
At the peak of its power in the 12th and 13th centuries, the city of Angkor, Cambodia, contained over 1 million people, making it the largest city in the world at the time. It was, at one time, the religious and political hub of the vast Khmer Empire. For nearly 500 years, the Khmer ruled most of modern Cambodia and parts of Thailand, Burma, Myanmar, Laos, Vietnam, and Malaysia. The city contained a magnificent temple, Angkor Wat. The city of Angkor, built of wood, disappeared long ago, but the stone temple remains. Today, the term Angkor Wat refers to both the main temple and to the complex of fairy tale ruins in the area. Angkor Wat, located in northwest Cambodia, is still a source of pride and an important symbol for Cambodians. An image of the temple appears on the national flag. When lightning struck the temple's central tower in 1994, the premier rushed there to take part in a special ceremony, not because the temple was damaged, but because the lightning strike was considered a bad omen for the country. In 2003, when a Thai actress made a remark about Angkor that some Cambodians considered insulting, there were riots in Phnom Penh. Angkor was built near the Great Lake of Tonle Sap and the Tonle Sap River. For half the year, the Tonle Sap River flows south into the Mekong River. For the other half, during the monsoons, the river reverses direction and empties into Tonle Sap Lake, which doubles in size. The ancient Khmer mastered the annual cycle of flood and drought and built sophisticated irrigation systems. They could harvest 2 or even 3 rice crops every year. The bountiful rice harvest sustained the large population and freed large numbers of peasants from agricultural work. Manpower was available to build massive monuments and to protect the empire. According to some contemporary accounts, life in the Khmer Empire was utopian. Chinese ambassador Cao Dakuan wrote in the 13th century, "Chinese sailors coming to the country note with pleasure that it is not necessary to wear clothes. And since rice is easily had, houses easily run, furniture easily come by, and trade easily carried on, a great many sailors desert to take up permanent residence." The Khmer Empire is usually reckoned to have begun in AD 802. King Jayavarman II declared the area around Angkor to be independent of Java, which at that time ruled much of Southeast Asia. He proclaimed himself Deva Raj, or God King, a concept imported from India, which had long before given the Khmer the Hindu religion. King Jayavarman established his capital near the present city of Ralawas, north of Angkor. His two successors remained there, but the fourth Khmer monarch, Yasovarman I, moved his capital to Angkor around 900. Yasovarman built a huge reservoir and began work on the irrigation system on which Angkor depended. In 1080, a new dynasty arose, and the third king of that line, Suryavarman II, built the Angkor Wat Temple. Khmer power reached its apex during his reign. However, difficult times followed. The Khmer were defeated in a naval battle on Lake Tonle Sap in 1177 by their traditional enemy, the Cham, and Angkor was occupied. The last great Khmer ruler, Jayavarman VII, routed the Cham and restored Angkor. He created a new city, Angkor Thom, with the Temple of Bayon as its heart, and he built the nearby Temple of Taprom. Jayavarman VII was Buddhist, not Hindu, and he built Buddhist temples. For 200 years after his death, the Khmer continued to rule at Angkor, but they built no more great temples and were often at war. In 1432, an army of Thais defeated the Khmer and sacked Angkor. The Khmer moved their capital to the present site of Phnom Penh. In the late 16th century, King Satha attempted to reclaim the city, but he failed. The Temple of Angkor Wat is not only the largest monument built by the Khmer, but also, even today, the world's largest temple. It took 37 years to complete, requiring the work of 50,000 artisans and workers. Built in the form of a rectangle, about 1,500 meters by 1,300 meters, and surrounded by a moat 200 meters wide, the sandstone structure is built on three levels, or terraces. The highest terrace is topped by five rounded towers, which resemble lotus buds. The central tower is 65 meters high. The temple represents the Hindu cosmology. Hindus believe that the universe consists of a central continent surrounded by concentric rings of land and water. In the center of the continent rises the five-peaked Mount Meru, home of the gods and the central point of the Hindu universe. The temple features a maze of passages, chambers, and courtyards decorated with images of Hindu gods and heroes and scenes from epic legends. Angkor Wat contains as much stone as the Great Pyramid of Giza, and nearly all the exposed stone is exquisitely carved. Bayan, the central temple of Angkor Thom, is almost as impressive as Angkor Wat. It contains 49 surviving towers, each with four mysterious smiling faces looking into the direction of the four winds. Bayan is famous for its wall carvings. While not as skillfully done as those at Angkor, they are livelier and more down-to-earth, depicting battles, festivals, and scenes of everyday life. Another impressive site is Taprom. Known as the Jungle Temple, Taprom was deliberately left in a wild, unrestored state. Over the ages, birds have dropped seeds of two types of trees, strangler figs and silk cotton trees, onto the roofs of the temple. The seeds have taken root, and their roots reach down to the ground. The growing roots and branches have broken the stones of the temple, and paradoxically have held the temple in place. The overall effect is romantic and weird, like a surrealistic painting by Salvador Dali. Long abandoned in the jungle, the temple complex of Angkor Wat was discovered in 1860 by the French adventurer Henri Mouhot. Of course, it had never been completely lost. Local people had continued to make pilgrimages to the ruined temples, and European visitors had heard rumors of their existence. The first archaeological expedition, under Louis Delaporte, arrived in 1873. 19th-century photographs show the temple complex buried under encroaching jungle, much like the modern Taprom site. The French colonialists built roads between the sites and began, but never finished, the task of restoring the ruins. In the 1920s, intrepid tourists came on riverboats from Phnom Penh to the nearby town of Siem Reap and were driven to the temple sites. Later, tourists arrived by air. However, both tourism and restoration were interrupted for almost four decades as Cambodia was torn apart by outside and inside forces. Used as a route into South Vietnam by North Vietnamese troops, the country was bombed and invaded by the United States. From 1972 to 1979, the brutal Khmer Rouge ruled. This was the time of Pol Pot and the killing fields. In 1980, the Vietnamese overthrew the Khmer Rouge, but civil war continued. Miraculously, despite all the fighting, bombs, shells, and bullets caused little damage to the temple. Nonetheless, the war resulted in four decades of neglect, and tree roots, water, and fungus took their toll. The worst damage, however, has been caused by the theft of art treasures. Because authentic pieces of Khmer art can bring up to $30,000 on the international market, many statues have been stolen or decapitated. Since the mid-90s, restoration work has been renewed, and the government, aided by international agencies such as UNESCO, has tried to reduce theft. Tourists have returned, flying in from Phnom Penh, Hanoi, and Bangkok. It is once again possible to visit one of the world's greatest architectural treasures.
Decide if the statements are true or false. Fill in the space of the circled T or F according to what you hear or remember from the reading. Anchor Watt.
At the peak of its power in the 12th and 13th centuries, the city of Angkor, Cambodia, contained over 1 million people, making it the largest city in the world at the time. It was, at one time, the religious and political hub of the vast Khmer Empire. For nearly 500 years, the Khmer ruled most of modern Cambodia and parts of Thailand, Burma, Myanmar, Laos, Vietnam, and Malaysia. The city contained a magnificent temple, Angkor Wat. The city of Angkor, built of wood, disappeared long ago, but the stone temple remains. Today, the term Angkor Wat refers to both the main temple and to the complex of fairy tale ruins in the area. Angkor Wat, located in northwest Cambodia, is still a source of pride and an important symbol for Cambodians. An image of the temple appears on the national flag. When lightning struck the temple's central tower in 1994, the premier rushed there to take part in a special ceremony, not because the temple was damaged, but because the lightning strike was considered a bad omen for the country. In 2003, when a Thai actress made a remark about Angkor that some Cambodians considered insulting, there were riots in Phnom Penh. Angkor was built near the Great Lake of Tonle Sap and the Tonle Sap River. For half the year, the Tonle Sap River flows south into the Mekong River. For the other half, during the monsoons, the river reverses direction and empties into Tonle Sap Lake, which doubles in size. The ancient Khmer mastered the annual cycle of flood and drought and built sophisticated irrigation systems. They could harvest 2 or even 3 rice crops every year. The bountiful rice harvest sustained the large population and freed large numbers of peasants from agricultural work. Manpower was available to build massive monuments and to protect the empire. According to some contemporary accounts, life in the Khmer Empire was utopian. Chinese ambassador Cao Dakuan wrote in the 13th century, "Chinese sailors coming to the country note with pleasure that it is not necessary to wear clothes. And since rice is easily had, houses easily run, furniture easily come by, and trade easily carried on, a great many sailors desert to take up permanent residence."
1. A picture of Angkor Wat appears on the Cambodian flag. Two. Angkor Wat was seriously damaged by a storm in 1994. Three. The Khmer could harvest rice 2 or 3 times a year. Four. The Chinese diplomat Cao Dakuan wrote about the difficulty of life in the Khmer Empire.
5. The Khmer Empire is usually reckoned to have begun in AD 802. King Jayavarman II declared the area around Angkor to be independent of Java, which at that time ruled much of Southeast Asia. He proclaimed himself Deva Raj, or God King, a concept imported from India, which had long before given the Khmer the Hindu religion. King Jayavarman established his capital near the present city of Ralawas, north of Angkor. His 2 successors remained there, but the 4th Khmer monarch, Yasovarman I, moved his capital to Angkor around 900. Yasovarman built a huge reservoir and began work on the irrigation system on which Angkor depended. In 1080, a new dynasty arose, and the 3rd king of that line, Suryavarman II, built the Angkor Wat Temple. Khmer power reached its apex during his reign. However, difficult times followed. The Khmer were defeated in a naval battle on Lake Tonle Sap in 1177 by their traditional enemy, the Cham, and Angkor was occupied. The last great Khmer ruler, Jayavarman VII, routed the Cham and restored Angkor. He created a new city, Angkor Thom, with the Temple of Bayon as its heart, and he built the nearby Temple of Taprom. Jayavarman VII was Buddhist, not Hindu, and he built Buddhist temples. For 200 years after his death, the Khmer continued to rule at Angkor, but they built no more great temples and were often at war. In 1432, an army of Thais defeated the Khmer and sacked Angkor. The Khmer moved their capital to the present site of Phnom Penh. In the late 16th century, King Satha attempted to reclaim the city, but he failed. The Temple of Angkor Wat is not only the largest monument built by the Khmer, but also, even today, the world's largest temple. It took 37 years to complete, requiring the work of 50,000 artisans and workers. Built in the form of a rectangle, about 1,500 meters by 1,300 meters, and surrounded by a moat 200 meters wide, the sandstone structure is built on three levels, or terraces. The highest terrace is topped by five rounded towers, which resemble lotus buds. The central tower is 65 meters high. The temple represents the Hindu cosmology. Hindus believe that the universe consists of a central continent surrounded by concentric rings of land and water. In the center of the continent rises the five-peaked Mount Meru, home of the gods and the central point of the Hindu universe. The temple features a maze of passages, chambers, and courtyards decorated with images of Hindu gods and heroes and scenes from epic legends. Angkor Wat contains as much stone as the Great Pyramid of Giza, and nearly all the exposed stone is exquisitely carved.
5. Hinduism came to the Khmer from India. Six. In 1177, the Khmer won a great naval battle against their enemy, the Cham, on Lake Tonle Sap. Seven. The Temple of Angkor Wat took hundreds of years to complete. Eight. There is as much stone in Angkor Wat as there is in the Great Pyramid of Giza in Egypt.
9. The central temple of Angkor Thom is almost as impressive as Angkor Wat. It contains 49 surviving towers, each with four mysterious smiling faces looking into the direction of the four winds. 9 is famous for its wall carvings. While not as skillfully done as those at Angkor, they are livelier and more down-to-earth, depicting battles, festivals, and scenes of everyday life. Another impressive site is Taprom. Known as the Jungle Temple, Taprom was deliberately left in a wild, unrestored state. Over the ages, birds have dropped seeds of two types of trees, strangler figs and silk cotton trees, onto the roofs of the temple. The seeds have taken root, and their roots reach down to the ground. The growing roots and branches have broken the stones of the temple, and paradoxically have held the temple in place. The overall effect is romantic and weird, like a surrealistic painting by Salvador Dali. Long abandoned in the jungle, the temple complex of Angkor Wat was discovered in 1860 by the French adventurer Henri Mouhot. Of course, it had never been completely lost. Local people had continued to make pilgrimages to the ruined temples, and European visitors had heard rumors of their existence. The first archaeological expedition under Louis Delaporte arrived in 1873. 19th-century photographs show the temple complex buried under encroaching jungle, much like the modern Taprom site. The French colonialists built roads between the sites and began, but never finished, the task of restoring the ruins.
9. Each of the towers of Bayon, features four stone faces. Ten. There have been many efforts to clear the jungle from the Ta Prohm temple, but they have been unsuccessful.
In the 1920s, intrepid tourists came on riverboats from Phnom Penh to the nearby town of Siem Reap and were driven to the temple sites. Later, tourists arrived by air. However, both tourism and restoration were interrupted for almost four decades as Cambodia was torn apart by outside and inside forces. Used as a route into South Vietnam by North Vietnamese troops, the country was bombed and invaded by the United States. From 1972 to 1979, the brutal Khmer Rouge ruled. This was the time of Pol Pot and the killing fields. In 1980, the Vietnamese overthrew the Khmer Rouge, but civil war continued. Miraculously, despite all the fighting, bombs, shells, and bullets caused little damage to the temple. Nonetheless, the war resulted in four decades of neglect, and tree roots, water, and fungus took their toll. The worst damage, however, has been caused by the theft of art treasures. Because authentic pieces of Khmer art can bring up to $30,000 on the international market, many statues have been stolen or decapitated. Since the mid-90s, restoration work has been renewed, and the government, aided by international agencies such as UNESCO, has tried to reduce theft. Tourists have returned, flying in from Phnom Penh, Hanoi, and Bangkok. It is once again possible to visit one of the world's greatest architectural treasures.
11. Many of the statues at the Angkor Wat Temple were destroyed or damaged by artillery shells and bullets during the Civil War. 12. UNESCO has worked with the Cambodian government to help tourists.